For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Happy New Year, Anthony.
Happy New Year to you.
Anthony, I'm looking at a recent playbill, and I counted 58 shows, and we're just talking Broadway. So this is the time of year when folks like to go down to New York. 58 shows, and we're talking just Broadway, not even off-Broadway. How the heck do you choose?
You know, when I get that question, I'm going to New York, what should I see? It's kind of an impossible question. It's really necessary to filter that question through someone's personal taste. Do they want to see what's new? Have they ever been to a Broadway show before? How much were they planning to pay? And there's the variance of the theater. Do they want musicals? Do they want plays? There are all kinds of ways to analyze that question and give a helpful answer. I sometimes will guide people to something like Time Out or New York Magazine where they can read descriptions.
Well, let's go back to a basic, though. I mean, we have a lot of theater in Buffalo, and it's enjoyable, but it's different in New York. So that's one reason to go to New York.
The standard is very, very high. The production qualities are lavish, generally, and there's also the possibility of seeing an original cast or seeing a star. If you have never seen Al Pacino, even though the show he's currently in, David Mamet's new play called China Doll, the reviews were withering. They were vicious. Well, would you deprive yourself of the opportunity to see Al Pacino live and in person if you could in a new David Mamet play? I saw it, albeit 3 weeks in. Interesting. It did not seem to merit the vicious reviews based on a performance that critics had seen 3 weeks before. Things change. That's something else. It's a live performance. Bruce Willis, I saw in the first week of Misery with Laurie Metcalf, based on the Stephen King story that they made into the movie. Just horrible. But she was wonderful, and it was intriguing to see this movie star. That is something New York can offer you that Buffalo cannot.
Now, you mentioned expense. There must be some ways to mitigate that. Are there any tricks of the trade for getting tickets, well, if not cheap, at least less expensive?
Sure. I think people pretty much know now that you can line up for discounted tickets in Times Square. They're on 47th Street, the tickets booth. But remember, they are discounting at 50% the best available. Sometimes you can go to the box office and ask, what is the cheapest seat? And if you don't mind sitting in the rear mezzanine, and you know, why not? It's not Madison Square Garden. It's not that big. You can see perfectly well. And sometimes it's the best vantage point from which to view these gorgeous Broadway theaters. You go upstairs at the Walter Kerr. It's fabulous to sit up in the balcony and see the whole theater around you.
Now, I know usually one goes to the theater as a couple. Do you ever go alone? Is that a quick sort of guaranteed way to get in?
Sometimes you can ask for a single, or if you're a couple, you can ask, are there two singles?
Uh-huh.
If you say, I want two, they assume you want them together. And if that's not critical, they could split you up and sneak you into Hamilton, possibly. Is there a single available? Something else people don't know about is that a show that sells out sometimes has standing room that is sold the morning of. If you don't mind standing for a show, you can get a standing room ticket, thus the phrase standing room only. There actually is standing room at many Broadway theaters where you're assigned a spot at the railing in the back, and you'd stand.
So go to 47th Street, at corner of
Broadway,
and try to get discount tickets there.
Yes.
Go to the individual theater, try that. Ask for standing room, or try to get singles.
Singles or obstructed view sometimes, or simply ask, what's the cheapest way to see this show? Something else that happens is that there will be returns, or house seats will be released day of. And it's possible to get tickets to something very, very hot if you hang around those people with clipboards next to the tickets booth. They'll start hawking that day's returns, but they'll be very, very expensive at first. The closer you get to the performance time, they keep dropping the price. You'll listen as they're saying. You say, well, you've got some Hamilton tickets. How much are they? Well, $250. Well, forget it. but when it gets down closer to $150 or $100, you might say, I can take those off your hands.
Oh, my. What about scalpers? Would you ever buy a ticket from someone on the street?
I would not. Neither would I engage in a game of three-card Monty. There are legitimate ways to get tickets.
Well, I'm looking at a theater from A, Aladdin, down to at least W, Wicked. We have stars you've mentioned, Al Pacino, Kelsey Grammer in Finding Neverland, Tim Pigott-Smith, known to our Masterpiece Theater viewers, in King Charles III.
I've seen all of those.
Do you have a top three?
No,
that's totally unfair.
It's totally unfair. I need to know, what have you seen and what do you like? I really think that people should trust their own taste. You know, if it's the thrill of getting a hot ticket at no matter what the price that engages you, well, just go ahead. Or a favorite performer or a musical you like, trust your own instinct.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, wishing you a happy new year, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.